It's been about 1 month since protests first erupted in Charlotte. The demonstrations are part of a national reckoning with racism following the police killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis. WFAE's Claire Donnelly spoke with two older Charlotte residents about their experiences with race and their thoughts on the current moment.
As a child, it was easy for Christine Roseborough Bowser to notice the differences between white and black people. White people had nicer clothes, nicer homes. So when she was 10, she had an idea.
Seeing how white people live and seeing how black people live, I said, wouldn't it be nice to be white? And I was so silly, brainwashed, I don't know what it was, to think if I took a bath and Clorox, I did this. And Clorox, that I would turn white like the clothes would.
She says her mom came rushing in and pulled her out of the tub. And then there was the time Bowser's family was worried her father would be targeted by the Ku Klux Klan. A white woman complimented his new car, and he jokingly asked the woman whether she'd like a ride in it. They had a knock on their door that evening.
So they said, well, the Klansman might come out and get you. So the policeman was very nice. As I say, everybody knew my father. So they took him into jail. It's a safety.
This was the mid-1940s in Winnsboro, South Carolina. Bowser says her father spent several weeks in hiding before the family fled about 60 miles north to Charlotte. These memories are back on Bowser's mind more often lately as people march in Charlotte and across the U.S. She says she's frustrated she can't join because of her age and the coronavirus pandemic. But she's proud to see the Black Lives Matter movement spreading globally.
All over the world, there's a class that's at the top and other people filter and down to the bottom. So this is a good time for everybody to express their feelings and support the blacks in the world.
The protests also remind Bowser of regrets she has about the civil rights movement in the 1960s. She wasn't as involved as she would have liked.
I didn't go to Washington for the march, and I regret that to this day.
Bowser says she would have loved to see civil rights leaders like Martin Luther King Jr. speak at the March on Washington. But she says her husband didn't want to go, and it didn't occur to her to go alone. And then, when local protests occurred when Bowser was living in Durham, she had a baby girl to take care of.
If I were not in that situation, I would have been there.
Protests erupted in Charlotte about a month ago. The first night, the demonstrations were just one block from Maddie Marshall's house. But she's also been sitting out the protests.
I stepped out of my house to bring my trash cans in. And I noticed all these cars, you know, up and down the street. And I'm going, what is this? It didn't look good. It didn't feel good.
That night, protesters broke the windows of the nearby Food Lion on Beatty's Ford Road. Police fired tear gas. Charlotte-Mecklenburg police arrested at least 15 people. But Marshall says she's been happy over the past several weeks to see so many people, especially young people, peacefully protesting police brutality and advocating for the equal treatment of black people.
One of my phrases I always say, a luta continua, the struggle continues. It never stopped.
Marshall is the president of the Washington Heights Neighborhood Association, a historically black neighborhood. She, like Bowser, didn't march during the civil rights movement in the 1960s. Marshall says she was in high school at the time and adjusting to having just moved from Georgia to New York. Marshall says she was happy then to experience and document history, and she's happy to play that role again. For WFAE News, I'm Claire Donnelly.